In the holy name of Jesus.
Amen.
Do not cause someone to stumble in the faith, says our Lord. Do not point someone away from the forgiveness in Christ. Rather, hold fast the word of the Lord. Hold it sacred and gladly hear and learn it. Read, mark, and inwardly digest it. Speak the truth in love, lest people be led away from the Lord Jesus Christ and lose their salvation. Rebuke the sinner, Jesus says. Do not wink at his sin or turn a blind eye. Rather, show him his sin and call him to repentance. Then the Lord also tells us, forgive all who repent, again and again and again if need be. There is no room for arrogance that comes from thinking how good we are because we didn't do that sin. There is no room for bearing grudges for the wrong that is done against us. There is no room to be politically correct, to make it seem as if the sin is good or acceptable. There you have it. Cause no one to stumble in the faith, rebuke those who sin, and forgive those who repent. So simple, yet so difficult. Far from perfect, we do not always hold fast the truth of God's word. We do not always gladly hear and learn it, for the well of arrogance runs deep. Rather, we tend to seek after what our itching ears want to hear and teach others the same, causing them to stumble. And it is not easy to confront sinners and call them to repentance. Such an act of love is usually met with anger and harsh words. It is far more agreeable to live and let live and to ignore the sin. And forgive the repeat offender? Arrogance and grudges come much more easily than forgiving a sinner again and again and again. The apostles hear all this, and they ask Jesus to add to them faith. If we're going to do all that forgiving, the more faith, then the more sins they can forgive, so they think. But the Lord says, faith as the seed of a mustard plant moves mulberry trees. He teaches that it is not their faith that forgives. Such thinking points to the person, not to Christ. The forgiveness the apostles give is not their own, but Christ's forgiveness. Their faith doesn't matter any more than the preacher's faith matters. They are but unworthy servants, doing what they have been given to do. What matters is the word of the Lord. His word of grace absolves you as you hear here today. His word of grace washes you clean as he did at your baptism and as he did for Elizabeth this morning. His word of grace bodies and bloods you, as you will receive right here in this place tomorrow. His word of grace forgives again and again and again. For he is the one who does not cause a little one to stumble in the faith. He is the one who calls to repentance. He is the one who forgives you 7 times a day. And he does this through his word, spoken to you by his servant, in the stead, and by his command, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.